you know what this is?
It's stimulating, mind expanding, the in thing. It's the hula hoop of the jet generation.
Podcast1.com presents celebs, pop culture, fashion.
No one gets to tell me not to curse.
Oh, and some of that, too. This is Brandi Glanville Unfiltered. Now, here's Brandi Glanville.
Welcome to Brandi Glanville Unfiltered. It's going to be a little filtered today because I'm here with two beautiful WWE Bellas, the Bella Twins, Nikki and Brie. Welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. You guys are gorgeous. It's annoying.
Thank you.
Well, get out of my pod. Too. Get out.
I love it.
You guys are so cute. So now, I was reading in your bios that you guys really, you didn't always want to be wrestlers.
No.
You guys just wanted to get discovered kind of and be in the business.
Well, actually, how it was, I mean, Nikki and I were always kind of wanderlust, but we were soccer players growing up.
Yeah,
so right. We always loved just the physical part of sports and being athletic. And when we, college wasn't really for us, right?
I feel you on that.
You know we attempted it, but we also attempted it in San Diego.
Biggest party school of all time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We dormed at San Diego State, and it was like the beach or class.
Hawkeyes walking around.
I know. There's so many Hawkeyes in San Diego.
Especially when you're young. You feel like everyone's
and surfer guys
right?
who yes. just want to, you know, love life, and you're like, I'll love it with you. Like, oh, my gosh.
Ew.
So,
you don't like surfer guys.
I did when I was younger, but Brie just thought the perfect life would be to live in a beach shack and watch them surf, and like life would be amazing.
You know, it for the chaos we do now, it
no,
actually
right.
doesn't sound so bad.
That's true.
But I saw Divas on TV, and the minute I saw women wrestling, I was just like, oh my gosh, that is for Nicole and I.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's insane.
Kick butt, look hot doing it. It was like,
and you could tell that they were.
You knew it that minute.
Oh,
like
that
when
minute.
You saw it, you're like, this is what we need to do.
Oh my gosh. And it was cool too for me, just seeing the entertainment aspect of it. And I told Nicole, I'm like, I think that's her calling. And now she thought I was crazy at first because she was looking actually to play.
Well, I was thinking of when they did the bra and panty matches, and I was like, whoa.
Right.
Like, I don't know about this. And Bree's like, no, look at what they're doing now. And then the minute I saw what they were doing, I was like, this is like wrestling. This is amazing stuff.
Well, and she was looking to maybe go play pro soccer in Italy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
So for her, when I said that, she's like, oh, I kind of have other things going. And I was like, I found Diva Search, which is in Los Angeles at the Four Seasons. And
nice.
I want you to come with me. And at first she wouldn't. And then you kind of, I don't know what made you want to come with me.
Well, when you showed me the women's wrestling.
Are you the boss then?
No, not at all, actually. Not at all.
She's more grounded.
That's the reason why I was hesitant to go with her. Because I was
like yeah, right.
I don't know, Brie. I've been
one.
In trouble with you before.
Who's older? Who was born first?
I am.
That's why she's the boss.
That's why I'm the boss.
16 minutes.
Twins.
You guys are too much. Oh, my Lord.
So gross. I know. But we, and then from there on, it was just like, it's actually hilarious. Because when we did show up, we were in athletic clothing, and everyone else was dressed as a go-go dancer.
Like going to the club. I would guess. Right.
Wow. And like, Cole and I were like, what did you sign me up for?
Yeah. She's and like, I'm like, are you sure this is where wrestling's at?
Because your characters, really. I mean, we used to watch when Hulk Hogan had a little brother, and we watched all. I mean, I didn't get it back then, and now I like watching the girls. I don't really like watching the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love when girls kick ass. Like, I love Ronda Rousey and all of that. It's
totally.
Like, and you're hot and you're kicking ass. It's like, it's like interpretive dancing for guys. Like, they want to watch you guys wrestle, and we want to watch, you know, the girly stuff.
Totally.
But I'm like a dude in my head.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to watch hot chicks like fight each other. But now, getting back to, you guys are always doing crazy stunts. How do you not have bruises and cuts all over your bodies?
Right.
Well,
I feel like
our elbows
are a little messed up.
But
it happens. I mean, we definitely get bruised up and injured and get cuts.
You guys are like flying through a ring. I mean, you guys are doing crazy shit.
Actually, how much of the time we don't have stuff on us is pretty crazy. But
I agree. But I think that's why you train so hard.
Yeah.
Like, WWE really puts you through the ringer of learning the craft and training just so we can protect ourselves.
Right.
You really are like stunt women in a way.
Yeah. But then when you get slapped by Natalya, I mean,
there's some people like, do they kind of go off? I mean, I know you guys have the routine. Do they, like, they get aggressive? I think I would get aggressive and be like, really?
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I don't think I could handle it. I'd want to go off routine.
It happens.
Yeah.
Or like, if someone hits you too hard, you can just kind of snap. snap, and then you hit them hard back, and they're like, "What the heck?" And then
it just all goes downhill from there.
You're like, "Okay, I deserve that."
But we're used to it because being twins, growing up, we fought each other,
and it's kind of sometimes like Natty and I one time did an interview, and we're like, we kind of get turned on at the fact of like Natty and I have this agreement that we'll go really hard on each other in the ring. But it kind of turns us on because we are considered professional athletes.
Right.
We do love to fight at the end of the day. So when you're in the ring with someone who's really aggressive, you actually like it. It's like, really? Yeah, hit me harder. Yeah,
I mean, scary. I never mind it. She's a little scary. Like, I would not. Yeah. I mean, you guys are. I mean, you're all beautiful, but I wouldn't want to go against her.
No. I mean, she grew up in the dungeon with the Hart family. I mean, she comes from iconic wrestling family.
Yeah.
And in a heartbeat, Natty could put you in a Japanese submission that would make you want to tap instantly.
Well, and, you know, we call a lot on the fly in the ring. And, like, so when we're rolling around and doing stuff and all of a sudden she'll call a slap, the first thing you think in your head is like, oh, shit.
Her slaps
like, you'll clench your jaw
hers
so hard. And you're
and
like,
I would never
from
survive.
What I hear Stephanie McMahon's, they're just painful slaps.
Oh, I don't want it. I mean, I like watching it. I walk into a wall and, like, I have a bruise the size of, like, I'm so, like, accident prone and I have bruises all over all the time. I'm thinking watching you guys fly through there, I'm like, I gotta take whatever supplements they're taking because I need to, like, I'm seriously covered in bruises. And I was like, all right. And I danced and I did gymnastics and all that when I was younger, and I still can't walk. I just walk into a wall.
Yeah.
Crazy. But now with the E Show, I mean, you guys must get, I mean, everywhere you go, people are stopping you. Is it crazy?
It is. That's Brie really and I were talking about that this morning, that over the past 3 years, being introduced to this mainstream audience, like, here we're in 170 countries.
Yeah.
So we're worldwide at WWE, but we've never hit that mainstream audience. And now we're getting stopped all the time.
Like, I cannot Bella imagine.
Twins. And we're kind of like, oh, us? Oh, yeah. I guess we're the Bella Twins. And it's weird. It's
well, and
it's
I think,
crazy.
Too, with reality, and you understand this, people feel so connected and so part of
your life.
Yeah. So you'll be in line at Starbucks, and they want to give you advice.
Right, exactly.
Or they'll tell you something that happened, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you know, when this happened. I was telling them this morning that this guy came up to my husband and I, and he's like, I was always telling my girlfriend about compost toilets. I was so happy you guys showed it on the show, and we get in this whole conversation with a stranger about compost toilets.
It's very awkward, but because they you're in their living room.
Right? Totally.
So, I mean, if I saw you guys, I'd probably come up to you too. I mean, it's just like, I do that too, but it's weird when people, listen, we're very lucky to have this. It's a blessing. But when they start talking to you, like, they know you, and you're thinking, do I know you, or is this from TV?
Totally.
Like,
right.
They know your names, and it's just, it's a little bizarre, but it's nice because it kind of holds us accountable to being better people than 100%. We might be if people didn't know who we are.
Oh, my gosh. Totally. Oh, yeah. Because you start to realize, like, all these women that look up to you or, you know, that are seeking advice. And so when they come and you meet
on the
streets.
You're a role model.
Yes.
I don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know, see, and I, like, Brie and I, we love being role models. But it does make you at times, like,
you cannot have a bitchy day.
Right.
You can't. And cannot say no to a picture.
Well, and, like, Brie mode that happens on Total Divas. I can't tell you how many people want to drink with me. I'll be on airplanes and everyone always wants to buy me a drink.
Me too.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, sorry, it's 7 a.m. I don't feel like having
they
a Bloody Mary
right
now, you know. But
your character, they don't get it.
Yeah. And Brie mode happens so once in a while, but everyone wants me to be in it like every day.
That's why there was a name for Brie mode, because I just saw in her eyes and I
She's
look
like,
and I'm
oh,
like,
God, not
here
again.
We go. It like legitimately started, I mean, I hate to say high school. School, but
you can
high school.
It did. I mean, and it is what it is.
I was keg killer
so
nuts. In high school.
And I'm like, how do you just turn into this different person? You want to? She like turns into a kid, but it's so obnoxious and annoying. And
really,
I think we all do.
Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have a fun like drunk than an angry drunk.
Yeah.
Because
actually, 100%.
The angry ones, like, I've been around them. They're not fun, and I'm a fun drunk. I'm like, I'll give you a lap dance. Like, we'll have a lot of fun. We'll have bruises and everywhere.
I love
but
it.
When the angry drunks scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, but you guys have, not that you have any angry drunks on your show, but there's some real life drama that's going on too when you guys aren't shooting. I'm like, I saw people getting dragged out of cars by their hair.
Yeah.
Remember that episode?
Oh, yeah, with Ariana.
And Natty did it to Summer.
Oh, and I was
Natty
like, oh, this is not in the ring. This is real.
Right. Yeah.
So there, I mean, it kind of goes, weaves in and out, right?
Well, I think as we're with each other almost 300 days a year.
That's
so
crazy.
We're just like a big family. But we start fighting like sisters. And Nicole and I know, granted, we don't physically touch each other anymore.
Yeah.
That was more when we were younger and we'd slap and pull hair.
So what made us be professional wrestlers?
Yeah. But I think
trained us.
You do. You get to that point and you're just like, you can't take it anymore. And some people that just want to grab you.
They just
and
snap. Yeah. Whatever Summer said, she just made Natty snap. And yes. I think you've seen Paige at parties with people. Yeah. It's gotten crazy on our show.
Well, I remember I wanted to slap the crap out of Summer one time. It took everything in my power not to.
You guys have a new diva this year.
Mandy. Yeah, she's hot. I've always felt bad she is hot.
Yeah, really all hot. Of you guys are hot. It's annoying.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, I like to watch it. If you weren't hot, I wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, but. Totally. It is fun to watch. Yeah, hot girls. Especially that roll around with each other and beat each other up. Yeah. I always feel bad for our new girls because coming into our locker room, it's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you just
not really invited, right?
Yes.
It's like this. You're like closed off completely. Totally. And I mean, I feel bad for them too.
But. Yeah. Yes. And so you get to see that this season, especially because what I love so much about Paige is like, you better learn how to wrestle because of all the drama we dealt with Eva. And when some divas want to come on and not learn how to wrestle, now Eva does and she's doing amazing at NXT.
Right.
But so poor Mandy, you'll see this season, gets Alicia Fox and Paige.
She goes through the ringer.
You don't get just to be pretty. You can't just be pretty.
Totally.
You have to do the work.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And she's going to go through it like the red. I always say the red-haired girl. What's her name?
Eva.
Yeah. So she's had some work done recently.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
But I mean, when I was started watching and, you know, I was watching and then it like the nose got smaller and like things started changing and she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I was like, wouldn't you just wait until somebody breaks your nose to like fix it?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my take watching girls.
I never get to see her because she does the NXT. Like I see her on Instagram.
Oh, right.
Mainly. But I don't know.
It is true because we get hit in the face a lot.
Like, so it's like, wait, just wait. Someone really
I mean, look
it.
At I still have not fixed my tooth.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I got kicked in the face.
I'm like, that's amazing. Yeah. She's got a space for a tooth.
And I have a crooked nose from breaking my nose. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
You and I totally have fighter noses.
Yeah. But
I like it. I like a strong nose on a woman, though.
And I actually, it's weird because pictures will drive me crazy, which I know it's like, oh, I can't judge myself or pick myself apart. But I'll see it. And I'm like, at first I'm like, oh, but then I'm like, you know what? I'm a professional wrestler. Like, this is who I am. This is what happens with the
you
job,
guys are gorgeous. So don't touch anything.
Oh, thank you.
But you did your boobs and you didn't.
I did.
No, yeah.
Now, my best investment.
How did that? So, me too. Me too. I'm obsessed with them. Yeah. I'm like, they're always out. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But now, why did you not? It's just not your thing.
Not my thing at all.
Husband and, was like, no.
Well, even because she got him. How long has it been now?
It's been 4 years.
Oh, wow. 4.5 So even before that, sometimes I think about it.
That's the only way people tell you apart, by the way.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah.
But I'm such a hippie girl. And I really granola. Cool. Yeah. That it just goes so much with me.
Skinny.
I am not. You always.
Yes. See, I'm curvy.
You have more muscle and you're tiny.
Yeah.
You guys are both tiny. But I'm not looking at their boobs right now.
Yeah. But for me, my boobs, if it just felt like it was supposed to be.
Me too.
I'm bigger thighs and booty than Brie. Brie, I think, would look weird with fake boobs. Even though I told her after kids,
weird.
You're going to want a little
bit. Yeah, you're going to have to after kids.
Totally. And I tell my husband that, and he's like, no, you won't. I'll love him no matter what. I'm like, yeah, right. Until some 20-year-old walks
right,
up with
great
rack, and you're just staring at that, and I'll be like, okay, I'm getting my boobs.
Or even just the cute ones we had before kids.
Totally. Yeah.
I think you guys haven't had kids yet, but it totally turns to National Geographic.
Yeah.
And I had a small B. Probably your boobs.
Yeah. You could do that. You don't have to go where.
No, I just said fill up the skin. I was like.
And actually, that's what I did with mine. And they just came out to be D's. Even though forever I always would say C's.
Right.
And she would always be like, they're not C's. And finally, my bras, I was like, yeah, why am I doing this to myself? And I'm a D. But because literally in a year, and I didn't even have kids, I lost my boobs.
Yeah,
I think this
swelling lasts for a year. Because I was like, where are my boobs?
Yeah.
I was so excited. I had they were way bigger. I'm like, whoa, they went half away.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm getting used to it now.
Yeah. Well, see, what freaks my husband out, because he's so natural.
Yeah.
He's like, it's something foreign in your body. He can't get over that. I'm just like, whatever.
That's what my ex-husband used to say. And literally, he was so against fake boobs. He always talked crap. And then when he saw what I was left with,
he was like,
you know what?
Yeah.
We can do this. It's fine. It'll be all right. And I was like, all right. So he came around. So just wait.
See, that'll probably happen to him.
Yes. Yeah. It will, for sure. Because we all have to be happy in our own bodies.
I agree.
And if you're not happy with what you see in the mirror, you're not going to be happy.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
So do whatever you have to do to make yourself happy. Let's get back to the show because I met Barbie.
Nice.
I just bit my tongue. Again.
The worst.
It's been 3 days now that I had a mouth guard. and it got kind of rough, so it was like kind of hurting my tongue. So I took it out, and then I bit it, and I bit it, and then I bit it. And
it's the worst thing.
That is the worst.
But it's making me speak slower and not cuss with you guys.
Oh, that's good. I guess. I mean, we don't care either way.
No, I mean, I know. But so on a little bit of a sad note, you guys were in Paris when the terrorist attacks.
Yes.
I mean, how was that? That must have been crazy.
It was so intense. You know, it's funny, when 9/11 happened, we were in Arizona. So I think, you know, you saw it on television. It broke your heart.
I was in New York.
See, oh, and that's the thing is, I think the people in New York, you felt that atmosphere of sadness. It was so overwhelming. And that's what we felt in Paris.
That's what I assume.
It was just, it took everyone, you know, you just shocked.
You're out of control. I mean, you're not in control of anything anymore. Oh, and you realize it.
Exactly.
It's the most scared I've ever been in my entire life. Just because you didn't know what was going to happen in the next minute, the next second.
Right. Like, is there more to come?
Exactly. Like, and the fact that it was terror, so it's just on pure evil. And you're just like, wow, our own humankind can do this to each other out of just pure evil. And that's what makes you take a step back and just like, whoa, the world is just crazy.
We were literally a mile away.
Like, so crazy.
I just remember like seeing all the military men like sprinting in the streets with guns. And we were like, what is going on? And everyone went in lockdown. Like, to see Paris, no one on the streets. And no noise, like nothing. I mean, it was insane.
It
didn't feel real.
No, but you guys travel so much. Are you guys a little frightened about traveling abroad so much? Because I am right now. I'm just watching CNN. I'm not going anywhere for a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to go on vacation. I was going to go to the UK. And I'm like, you know what? Not so much. I think I'm just going to chill in LA for a minute. I feel like I don't want to go outside this little LA bubble because there's so many horrible things happening in this world.
Oh, I know. There is. It's so sad. And sometimes I feel like the news can make it, you know, worse. And that's what we, I think, try to at least tell ourselves is, okay, they're making it worse.
Right,
but then at the end of the day, And my grandmother will always tell us, like, don't let them rule your life. Yeah.
To an extent.
Keep believing. Yeah, exactly.
But it is. The news has been scary lately.
It is.
What's been going on. And we're actually going to London next week for media.
Wow.
And that's exactly what I was thinking is like, you know, especially you feel like sometimes Americans are the ones that are like the bad guys.
I know, right?
They all want to take down. And you're like, hey,
yeah, they're for sure the target.
I come in peace. I'm just trying to do my job. Like
don't come here.
Yeah.
It's scary. I wish this world could get along, but I know that can never happen. Yeah. But it's
that's when
just
I changed
so
to your show. I'm like, Mercy, let's watch this hot girls wrestle.
I can't even watch the news. It like depresses
I try not to, but like in
but
with
you
this
do
job,
know.
You have educated. To you have to be aware of what's going on, but it really does affect me in my daily routine. So I do it like once a week.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Because I need to know just for my own knowledge. But I look at my kids, I'm like, you are not ever leaving my house.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going anywhere.
Well, yeah. And I want to be a mom soon. And I think of the same thing, like, wow, to raise your kid in today's world. And, you know, maybe my mom did a great job when I was younger at being naive, but, you know, the world just to me
is different now.
Yeah. So much happier.
Yeah.
And so I'm like you. Like, I think, like, I get worried about my dog. I'm like, it's ridiculous. I can't even imagine kids.
So when are you thinking kids?
Well, definitely sooner than later. I'm still, you know, in the ring wrestling, but I'm definitely, Brian and I are starting to plan. And, you know, I'm 32. He's 34. And we're just like, gosh, we really want to be parents soon. So keeping my fingers crossed, hopefully maybe summertime we start trying.
Oh, wow. So then what happens to the
Bella
twins?
I know. I'm going to have to put it on hold.
What happens?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm not, you know, I'm not ready to hang up my boots yet.
Right.
But then I really want to be a mom. So it's such a tug of war.
It's actually funny that you asked that because you actually see that this season.
Oh, good.
On Total Divas. Brie and I starting to do that next chapter in life because we've been at WWE almost 10
like
years
you
in
have
the
to start
ring.
Thinking about what's next.
Right. Totally. Because I'm starting to feel how my body feels and I'm like, all right, Nikki, I don't know if you have much longer in there.
We're not recovering just, like the way we used to. Like,
and when your spinal cord starts hurting, that's when you're kind of like, okay, this has been a while. But so we definitely start discussing that this season and you're going to see us meet with Damon John about a line that we want to start. We have a meeting with Kara Ross to pick her brain. We do stuff with Maria Shriver because now we want to be into motivational speaking. So you actually get to see that this season of, okay,
so
let's
you're
start
thinking
to work
ahead.
Out.
You're getting a master plan because I mean, I always tell like everyone, especially, I mean, you guys wrestle and you have reality, you know, you have both, but you always have to figure out what's next.
Exactly.
Because like, all of these opportunities could be gone and our looks are going to go at some point.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Agree,
the older we get, it's like, okay, you're not going to be the cute one anymore. You're just going to be the mom now.
Well, and everyone gets so like much younger coming in.
Oh my God. They're like 20. They're like 18.
It blows my mind. Oh like my when I hear their age and
like there's and I'm almost just, like, a 10-year difference between us and Paige. Which is crazy. But you
guys look so young. Because I was shocked when I read your age. Because I thought you guys were like 25.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I really did.
Well, thanks.
I told Redmond that earlier. I was like, oh, God, you know, they're, I mean, like, they're way older than I thought.
Yeah. 32.
Because you look so young. So
thank you.
You're welcome. So and that probably came off
wrong, I actually was at the gas station the other day, and I was picking my brother up. He came. I had to leave John, and John just had surgery, so I've been his nurse, and just got a puppy. And I'm like, how am I going to leave them two to go to LA? So I flew my brother in. Yeah, and he's now being the man nurse. But I wanted to go get him some Heineken. So I went, and I didn't get my ID, and they carded me, and I was like, oh, ha, ha. And they're like, no, I need your ID. And I'm like, oh, I'm 32. And they're like, no, you're not. And literally, they got the manager. They thought I was under 21 trying to buy alcohol.
yeah, exactly.
I did. That's I kind of wanted to say that, but I was like, I'm not going to be the Reese Witherspoon get caught on camera saying that.
But you kind of, in your head, you thought it. You're like, yeah, well, I'm listen, like, get your phone out.
Yeah. Wikipedia.
But literally, couldn't buy beer.
Oh, man. Came back empty-handed. Your brother was pissed.
Yeah. And I was like, Jay, hey, look, I'll open up a bottle of Opus One for you, okay? We'll call it even.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah, he looked out. But
so I actually just saw the movie Daddy's Home.
Oh, yeah. Yes. John's a good surprise.
Hilarious in the end because I was like, who's it going to be? And I have two boys, and they're big fans. I didn't – this sounds horrible. Because I watch the girls, I don't really pay attention to the guys.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that him was – he was such a big deal.
Yeah.
And that my kids knew who he was. Because they don't watch a show with me. I guess he's in video games or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, we have video games.
Because he'll say the name, and then I put two and two together when I saw the movie. And he's like, John Cena. And I was like, I felt like I'm like so out of it because I really didn't know he was a big deal. No offense
him. Yeah, I know. He's the face of WWE.
But
he's,
for like the boy, I mean, little boys.
Oh, they
like,
love
I watch the girls.
The little boys love him, which is so cute. So when he gets back in the ring, you'll have to bring your boys next to our Staples Center.
Oh, my God.
That would
die.
Be amazing. Yeah.
Sorry, John. I didn't know you. I like to watch the girls.
Oh, no.
I mean,
he loves
the guys
that
are
stuff.
Like, there's a guy with a blonde ponytail. Like, I know who they all are, but I don't know
their
names.
Dolph Ziggler, who I'm in a love triangle with right now.
Yeah.
So how does that, like, work out when you're on TV and you know you're basically acting, but it's, like, impromptu acting? How does that work out for – like when you're in your daily life and it's not really happening when people come up, they talk to you like it is happening.
Yeah.
No, well, Dolph Ziggler is really her ex.
Oh, but he's not really trying to get you back.
Like just saying,
I mean, there's a storyline.
No, he is.
Oh.
Nick, I'm so confused. Well, Dolph Ziggler is his character name at WWE and his real name's Nick Nemeth. But we were on and off for 5 years.
Oh.
And then I started dating John and John and I became serious. And then, of course, when you put your life out there in
reality. It became very awkward at work.
Yeah. And Nick is just – I stayed. At first, he wouldn't talk to me for a while when John and I started dating. And then we did because we were at work. I came back to WWE.
Who else are
you
going to date? You're there 300 days a year?
Right.
You're going to date within your pool.
Exactly. I married a wrestler.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was – Nick and I were just – it was bad timing.
If it was on and off, it was not meant to be.
Exactly. That's exactly
it
how
was
I
off
feel.
For a reason at some point.
Right.
And I always say exes are exes for a reason.
I agree.
100%. And so now when he's seen and heard how John won't give me marriage or kids, he's like, well, I'm going to be the knight in shining armor. And I can be naive. Like, he's hilarious. He's a comedian. He's funny. So he'll joke with me and I giggle at his jokes. But Bree's like, that's flirting. And I'm like, what? And she's
it
like,
is.
He's flirting with you. And so I was so naive to it. Watching it on TV, I'm like, oh, my God, John, I'm
it
so
sorry. It seems like you were
sorry.
Into it a little bit.
Yeah, and I honestly, like, I would nothing for Nick. Like, nothing whatsoever. But he does make me laugh. That's the one thing. And I like his friendship. He's such a
you
great
can't be
guy.
Friends with exes.
And I've realized that, especially now watching the season back. I'm like,
you can't.
I am a
you
terrible
can't.
Person.
I mean, I think after a few years have gone by and you haven't seen them at all, and you can reconnect if that's going to be. But, like, right away you can't be friends, especially if you're spending work time and all of that time together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Because I wouldn't want John to be.
What
so.
If we could set him up with the new girl?
Yeah,
oh, but
well,
she has
she's
a boyfriend.
Serious boyfriend.
A serious
Do you have anyone else?
No.
He comes to LA a lot.
He does stand-up here, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. All my friends are married.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not. They're boring.
Maybe on your podcast, you need to bring Dolph on your podcast and you do some, like, people call in, do some dating thing, or set him with blind dates.
We can set him up.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. He needs to be. Distract him.
But then, I mean, you guys are on the road so much. I would, like, I'd hate to do that to one of my friends. Like, actually, oh, this is a hot guy, but he's going to be gone forever.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could do, good like, point. Tinder thing.
Oh, I started. I went on that.
And oh, really?
So I went on one date and I decided to quit. But oh, I think no I'm way. Still on it.
That's crazy.
Was it weird?
It was horrible.
That was like the biggest, guy like, yes, fan. Exactly. Like
he talked about the show. He talked about my ex.
Oh my gosh.
My ex-wife. I was like, dude, like.
No.
When we were like messaging, it was very normal. And I was like, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
And I could not wait to get out of there. I was like, he's like, you said you're affectionate. Give me a kiss.
Ew. Wow.
I'm like, I don't even know you. And he was like trying to hold my hand. And I, oh my it was like gosh. The longest dinner of my life. So I think what I'm done with that.
Yeah. Gross. No.
No, there's this guy actually. What Century City Mall were we at?
Yeah. And serial killer.
Yeah. Suit and tie guy, good looking, whatever, comes up to Nicole. He's like, hey, talk to me. Like, really what? Rude. Like.
And I was like, what? So and he goes, I'm not walking. A salesperson. I was just like, no, I'm so confused right now. So we walked into this store. He starts screaming at me.
Screaming.
Like, aggressively.
Like, why wouldn't you do it, like, wrestle him to the ground?
He looked like the American Psycho. He did. I was like, that's American a straight psycho. Up serial killer. Like, that.
Even the woman in the store who was working was like, whoa, that is a serial killer. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And I'm
at
like,
Century City, you've heard it here first. Yeah. Don't. Yes. Go there.
Don't go there.
Trust hot, a man in a
hot
suit.
Serial killers at Century yeah. City Mall.
But Nicole and I were like, that could be like the dudes on Tinder. Like,
oh yeah.
Thank goodness we missed out on that.
Yes. I mean, right. I'm like, yes.
And yeah, and you're like, swipe.
The only date I've done it was when MySpace was cool. There was only MySpace.
That was a long time ago. We just dated ourselves.
Yeah, we did. And I did a MySpace date. Worst date of my life. Yeah. It was so boring. He did not look like the picture. And when he picked me up, I was like, what?
Me? They take when you can tell when it's a picture of a picture.
Yes.
Like, because it was like an old film and he couldn't get it on digital. So it's like a picture. Oh, yeah. Like, you know you're old when you're seeing pictures of pictures.
Totally.
I'll never forget. I was on a date in New York. It's right when I first moved there. I'm like newly single, so excited. And this guy, good looking, we're like sitting there talking. And this is my first date I went on since my ex and I had broken up. And all of a sudden, he just starts talking about his wife. And I'm like sitting there with my jaw like dropped. And I go, excuse me, what? He's like, oh, my wife. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were married. He's like, oh, I know. I didn't tell you. But I'm looking for a Thursday girl. Yeah. And that was just so
Thursday
blunt.
Girl.
I was just like.
So gross.
I'm out. Wow.
I would have. If I had your skill, I probably would have headbutted him and like done something. It's
I
probably better that I can't
to.
Really fight because I think I can. And I'm like, I just did a show for E that'll be out in spring. And this girl got in my face. And I was like, really? I was taking my earrings off of my neck, bobbing back and forth.
Yeah.
And she would have murdered me probably. But I was all in.
You're
I'm
ready
like a chihuahua.
Give it a try.
I was all in. I was like, bitch. Yeah. I'm like, you were picking with the wrong person right now.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. I mean, well, I don't condone physical fighting. However, I grew up with a sister and a brother. My sister's 16 months older than me, and she beat the crap out of me every day.
Yeah.
We shared a room.
Tough.
Yeah.
It was like
one of those things. And so,
sometimes you just got to slap people upside the head and just wake them up.
And we grew up like in a rough neighborhood. We were always
like
fighting.
Old school.
Yeah. So now for me, like, as an adult, I just put myself again. As an adult, like, when people like come at me, I puff up and I'm like,
yeah.
Brandy, what do you think you're doing? You're going to fight? You're really going to fight?
Yeah.
Like, I would die, but I, for some reason in my head, that's my go-to. I think that's why I like watching you guys so much because you can do it.
Right. Totally.
Like you can do it for
totally.
Me.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I love it.
Oh,
you can
well,
hire
you guys
us
are
as your
awesome.
Bodyguards.
Oh, you too.
That would be such an amazing night out. That would
yeah.
Well, you guys would be getting in fights. I can't even imagine you guys walking around together. Do you guys try to not be together so you don't get as much attention?
No, I mean, well, we love hanging out, but it is when we do.
Love, like, we're the types who are like, is it happy hour yet? We're like, somewhere it is. Because we always like, go having a drink together.
We
did. That's cute.
It was like in between meetings the other day, we're like, we'll just get a glass of champagne, not tell anyone, but then we Instagrammed it. Like,
right?
They could just look and be like, so girls, where were you just at? Nowhere.
I know, right? I mean, I'm always creeping on my people's Instagrams. I like some boys right now, and I'm like, looking, I'm like, what? We're all posting so much.
Yes.
That there's no mystery anymore. I'm like, oh, none. Yeah, no, I went out. He's like, no, you didn't. He's like, you posted this thing. I was like, oh, right. Yeah. Okay. And it's to the point I feel like we're missing out on life a little bit.
I agree with you. So much. What's the same Brian always says? He learned from somewhere.
Oh, no, that every time you take a picture, you're taking a little part of your soul away.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel that.
But yesterday, because they're like telling us to give advice about Instagram. And I was like, well, the first thing is, I feel like when you take a picture, everyone doesn't look at the moment of the having fun or why you took the picture. It's like, oh, well, how do I look?
Right.
And how do we, and that's, you miss out on the whole moment of maybe laughing. And yeah, your face might be a little swollen because we just had three glasses of wine each. But there was a great moment there.
Exactly. Yes.
We're missing. I'm with you and your husband on that, because all my girlfriends are obsessed with Instagram and posting. Yeah. And I just started Instagram like just recently for business, for my wine. Like, I was like, okay, I'll do it, because I don't take pictures. I hate myself in pictures. I'm not that person. And so my friends are always like, wait, let's go hiking to get a selfie. I'm like, we're going hiking to get good selfies? Like,
yeah.
No, what are you talking about?
No.
I'm not going to – first of all, I don't like to hike. I'm not going.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hike just to take a picture.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And it's like, did you say that sentence out loud again? I go, what is this world coming to? I'm
sad.
Too busy living life to stop and take pictures. But since all my friends do, I'm like, just send them to me.
Yeah,
I go, make it blurry, shake it up, send them to me later. I mean, I guess it's kind of like I'm a hypocrite, because – I will now take pictures and post them, but I still say we're missing out so much
on
our lives.
It feels like more like a business.
It is a job.
It is.
It's a job.
Oh my gosh, big time. And brands only want to look at you if it's based off social media.
Numbers and your posts.
Which is crazy.
Totally.
And so then it gives you this anxiety. You're like, well, shoot, I have to capitalize on the moment.
Right.
But then now they're making us all miss the moment. It's like, listen.
I so agree with that.
Yeah, what's next? What's going to happen to the next generation?
Like, what I hope? I hope it almost becomes cool to go backwards.
I think it's going to have to.
I hope it's cool to just be how the people lived in, I don't know, the 20s, 30s, 40s.
We're all just so connected now. Everyone's tuned in, connected at all times. Even when I don't have my phone on me, I feel like anxiety.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? And now I have a 12-year-old who has a phone, and he already has that. He can't like make a conversation because he's like this. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this to my kids.
Right.
So now we have like Wednesdays and Sundays, no TV, no computer, no phone.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
love that.
It's fine. And they just beat the crap out of each other
all day.
It's great.
That's
boys.
So smart.
Yeah. Well, I have to, because they're so connected.
Yeah.
And I feel like life is passing us by. And what would they do in this day and age? They can't do anything.
Yeah. Right.
They're like, like, make yourself a sandwich. Go ahead.
Totally.
Well, you know, Brian and I were talking about that, and Brian's grandfather built their family their house in Washington State. And then Brian's dad, he listened to his dad a little bit, but not much. But Brian's dad at least could build a bathroom. That was one thing he did in his house. Couldn't build a house.
Right.
Wasn't as good as the grandfather, but built the bathroom. Brian's like, I can't do anything.
Right.
He's like, it's just like the generations are losing that. So Brian wants to take like natural wood building classes and go learn just to build houses, just so he can feel like his grandfather.
Right. You have to pass something on.
Yeah.
My dad is a handyman by trade, and he's built like everything. And my brother can't do anything. But here's the thing. I think they were so busy working and paying the bills and doing all that they didn't have time to sit and, you know, show the craft to the next generation. But I feel like we all have to get back on board with that.
I agree with you.
Even to learn how to change a tire.
Anything. I mean, I can change a tire. Like, I know that. Yeah. My dad showed me that.
I don't know. I can't.
I took car care.
I took
car care class in high school. So
I mean, I would figure it out.
Yeah,
I would. Like in that moment to survive.
Yeah. I kind of want to take sewing classes.
No, you don't.
Well, I just want to learn how to do my own hem.
I was like,
I go to the dry cleaners and they're like, oh, only $10 to do a hem. And I'm like, if it's that cheap and that easy, why am I not doing this at home?
Because you don't have the time to.
I don't have the time.
Exactly.
That is true.
You're not taking a sewing class.
What if I'm pregnant and I'm home a lot? Maybe then.
Then that would be okay. But like knitting, I was, when I lived in New York, I decided to learn to knit because it was so freaking cold outside that I was inside. So I was like knitting scarves. I was like, oh my God, I'm wasting my life away.
That's hilarious.
I was like at yarn stores. I was like 26.
Yeah. Like, wow.
What is happening? Why am I doing this? And then I stopped and I came back to California. I was like, all right, honey, you're on your own. I need to get out of the cold and stop knitting my life away. All right. So now the show is already airing.
Or
it started
this Tuesday, January 19th.
So I must have seen an old episode.
Oh, they were,
you guys in the Kardashians, like, something's always on.
Yeah. Totally.
And he's always on in my house. And I didn't realize it until my kids now know everything about the Kardashians. And I'm like, we don't even watch that show. And my friend is like, it's like your white noise in the background in your house. It's always on E.
Oh, that's amazing.
So I'm like, oh my God, I don't even pay attention.
Yeah.
I just turn it on. It's like to have noise.
Noise.
I need noise.
Yeah.
And so I've ruined my children.
That's amazing.
They're like the Kardashians.
Yay.
I'm like, why are you so excited?
That is hilarious.
Oh, it's, I mean, I was like, I told my little one, he's 8, I'm doing Chloe's new show on Monday.
Oh, nice.
He goes, the Kardashians. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
it's like you're going to have to bring him.
I can't. Oh, no, I can't. He's with his dad on Monday. But I thought, oh my God, what if I mean,
that's,
I don't know,
amazing.
What I'm, like, between the John Cena and the Kardashians, I'm totally ruining my children. No, not.
No, at least John's a good role model. Yeah. No, that's okay.
Horrible.
No, but I know you.
They
mean.
Know so much. Yeah. So I don't even know that they know.
Yeah.
Like,
they're going to start being your producer. And being
serious,
like, your mom,
no, seriously.
Your,
yeah.
No,
this
really,
is what's going on in the celebrity world.
They really can. And that's really
start
scary.
Doing all your bookings.
My little one totally could take over the world. He's either going to destroy our world or take over. He's like, I'm definitely dark side. I'm evil. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I mean, like, I get it. I got that a little bit too. But he is, I mean, he, like, his pick in Star Wars, when we're watching, immediately, he's like, I'm dark side. Yep.
Yeah. That is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
He's 8 going 35, and it's the cutest thing.
That is kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute. If he was sitting here, he'd be like running the show.
I love that.
You need to do that one time.
I try. You know what? I tried, and then he got in here, and there was no guests, and he sat there, and he was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
He's in charge. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Well, I really appreciate you guys being here. They're looking at me out like, get out of my pod. We
They're
share
like
this with Larry King and
a
few
very,
very gangster rap
That's
star.
Awesome.
Not rap stars.
But
you got
gangster.
Gangster. Somebody put scum under the table. I think it's like probably him.
No way. You should put up like a secret camera.
Oh, it's so, I mean.
That's like crazy.
Who does that?
That's what I said.
That's
if
like
you're sitting in this
middle
chair,
school, if
that is gross. It was,
that's
probably
like
my
no
kid.
Manners, raised in a barn. No.
Well, all right. So tell us how to find you on social media. I found you guys last night. Bella Twins.
So, Bella Twins on Twitter, at the Nikki Bella on Instagram, at the Brie Bella on Instagram.
That's right.
And then I'm now on Snapchat, the Nikki Bella 2.
Can you tell us what that is?
I know.
So Snapchat is like, talk about people following you in your life. It's not Periscope, but I feel like it's the in-between of Instagram and Periscope. People constantly do like videos or photos, and you have your story, but everything's only up for 24 hours and then it's gone.
And I feel like kids are addicted. In our signings, kids wait in line and they'll be like, can we just do a Snapchat?
Like everyone's a snap.
Everyone, people, they say that to me. Super, I don't know what that means. So I'm like, looking for a picture and I don't know.
Yeah, it's like the new hip thing.
It's
another thing to take our souls away.
Yeah, the my story.
All right, well, so that sucks.
So that, it's right. Another of like all the brands are
it. But you guys have to get some help with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get on it. She's like, I'll just jump into yours. I'm okay. I'm like, well, that's not fair that I was
like,
in charge.
Or just take hers and see it's you.
Like, I mean, people be like, wave.
No, like neck down. No, you won't see the boobs. Like, it's me, I swear.
Yeah, seriously. She's like trying. Push them up.
All right. Well, everyone tune in to E and good luck traveling and safe travels. And
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for being here.
I love it.
Guess what?
What?
It's really easy to stay up to date on everything that happens on this and all your favorite Podcast One shows.
Nice.
Just follow us at Podcast One on Twitter, or you can see what we're up to firsthand on Facebook and Instagram. New show releases, special guests, crazy stuff, and everything you want or need to know. At Podcast One. Oh yeah, and make sure you slide over to iTunes and subscribe to this show ASAP. That way you get them delivered to you as soon as they hit the shelves.
Okay.
And of course, you can always get all the scoop you need at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Well, that was fun with the Bella Twins. Nikki and Brie, they are gorgeous, more gorgeous in person than on TV. It's kind of ridiculous and not fair. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe and give my podcast 5 stars, please, or 4 if you don't like me that much. It was awesome having the girls from E here, WWE. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Make sure you go and get my Unfiltered Blonde Chardonnay, my Drinking and Tweeting, Drinking and Dating, soon to be 3rd book. Oh, geez. It's just got to finish already, but I'm moving today. So I also bit my tongue. That's why I sound a little bit off. That's it. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Brandy Glanville Unfiltered. Download new episodes at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.